I had to tell them. Now, before we went any further. It was too late for anyone to choose not to go, but they should know we would be hunted before we left this place. As I opened my mouth, a noise came from behind me. The scuff of a claw against rock. Perhaps a soft growl. Nobody else seemed to notice as they chatted and adjusted their packs.
"Maybe we should have something to eat before we start walking," Bahinu said. "There is still some..."
She stopped as a growl echoed through the tunnel.
What is that?"
Isnefret whispered.
"It is the beast."
Bahinu's face was stricken.
"The one the priests told us about."
"We do not know that," Renny said. "We should all keep calm."
The growl sounded again, closer this time. Someone grabbed my shoulder and pushed me hard.
"Back against the wall," Tuta said. "Get behind us."
Isnefret, Bahinu and I huddled together against the wall, with the five men in a tight line in front of us, their daggers already in their hands. I set the lamp down, almost knocking it over, and fumbled my dagger out of my pouch. My hands shook and it landed on the rocky floor with a clang. Rennie shot me a look.
"Sorry, sorry,"
I whispered, fumbling for the dagger. I didn't seem able to see properly, but at last my fingers found it.
"Here it comes," Tuta said.
They would protect us. But as we waited for the beast to come around the corner, my fear turned to rage. Was this another of Anubis's tricks, or merely a resident of the tunnels? Regardless, why should we women cower behind the men? Why should they risk their lives to save us? We all had daggers. We could all fight. On trembling legs, I stepped forward to stand beside Mahu. He gave me a bewildered look. There was no time to explain. I had only heard the beast in my dreams, and my imagination had failed to create a creature half as terrifying. I had pictured something like Amut, which was a mix of crocodile and lion and hippopotamus, for she was the most fearsome creature I knew of. This beast looked nothing like Amut, though. Its head was like a bull, with fearsome horns and eyes clouded with rage. Beneath the bull's head, its form was that of a man, although the hands and feet ended in claws rather than fingers. It was mostly naked, although the tattered remnants of something that might once have been a shirt hung from its shoulders. When the beast saw us, it tipped back its head and roared, showing a mouthful of yellowed teeth.
"Isis, protect us," Isnefret murmured.
I hadn't realized she had come forward to stand beside me. Bahinu too. We would all fight the beast.